Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. A correction officer is hospitalized after being attacked by an inmate this morning at Rikers Island. Various reports say he was stabbed in the neck or the head with some sort of wooden object. He was not seriously hurt. The head of the Correction Officers Benevolent Association, Elias Husamuddin, says the attacker is a member of the Bloods gang. He calls the attack another example of how the city's soft-on-crime approach has emboldened inmates to commit more crimes behind bars, knowing they will suffer no consequences. A teenager on an e-scooter was struck by a tow truck and killed last night in Elizabeth, New Jersey. The truck driver remained at the scene. So far, no charges. The victim's identity has not been released. The city just launched an e-scooter sharing program this month, putting 400 scooters on the street. In Hoboken recently, a scooter collided with a woman and her baby. Here's a story that's bound to upset a lot of car owners in New York City.
Presumably, there will always be free parking on a monopoly board. But here in the city, there is a movement afoot that says, you park, you pay. And Peter agrees.
Well, I like no cars, of course. Cars should be left outside the city. People need transportation, and there are better ways to get around, especially in a small area, than automobiles.
Peter, who used to live in this neighborhood, moved to Berkeley, California, where he does have a car. Dominic parks his pickup here for free while working overnight. And if that ever changes...
This city's becoming too expensive to live in. A lot of people are going to start to move out of the city.
John Montone, 1010 Wins, parked for free. For now, on the Upper West Side.
No suspects yet in yesterday's attack on a 29-year-old Orthodox Jewish man in Muncie, New York, in Rockland County. He remains in critical condition.
Here in Muncie, where so many people walk in public wearing their traditional Hasidic garb, there's fear that they now have a target on their backs. Rockland County legislator Aaron Wider.
Religious Jews in Rockland County have fear, real angst.
The victim is a 29-year-old married teacher with young children. Ramapo Police Chief Brad Wydell says one or more attackers jumped out of a car and repeatedly stabbed the teacher.
It was an attempt at murder, is the way I see it.
The attack has not been classified as a hate crime, but Governor Cuomo has ordered the State Police Hate Crimes Task Force to assist in the investigation. Roger Stern, 1010 Wins in Muncie.
The city has finally found a new place to park some garbage trucks. They'd been leaving them on 10th Street in the East Village every night and all day Sunday after the sanitation department lost its lease on a West Side garage. Residents did not appreciate the smell and complained loudly. For now, the trucks are being moved to Pier 42 below the FDR Drive near the Williamsburg Bridge. Mayor de Blasio says, "We heard their concerns and we've responded." It took more than a year. Police in the Bronx are investigating a shooting at a tobacco shop that left a worker dead and a customer wounded.
The gunman walked into a smoke shop on East 167th Street in the Melrose section Wednesday night, shooting the two people inside, killing a worker, 23-year-old Kush Richards. Police say it may have been an attempted robbery.
There's a coward. That's a coward. That's a coward blow.
That's the victim's mother, Carol Richards. The victim leaves behind a 6-year-old daughter.
He liked to play around. He make jokes with everybody. He get along with everybody, as I say. He was a people person.
As for the other person shot, he's in stable condition with a bullet wound to the leg. Roger Stern, 1010 Wins, in the Melrose section of the Bronx.
New York's bail reform law goes into effect January 1st. Some law enforcement officials are voicing concerns. Today, Acting Queens District Attorney John Ryan and Staten Island DA Michael McMahon are expressing their reservations, joined by members of the Patrolman's Benevolent Association and the Drug Enforcement Agency. The law would eliminate cash bail and pretrial detention for most low-level offenses, except for some sex crimes and domestic violence cases. A Siena College poll finds support among New Yorkers for impeaching and removing the president has waned from 55% last month to 52%. More than three-quarters of Democrats continue to support it. More than three-quarters of Republicans continue to oppose it. In the 2020 Democratic presidential race, the poll finds support for Joe Biden among Democrats in New York has grown to 24%. Elizabeth Warren is second at 14%, down 7 points from a month ago. She's in a virtual tie with Bernie Sanders. Among Democrats, 35% say Biden has the party's best chance to win in 2020 against President Trump.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.